Hold nach Samach Zayin. Da Samach Zayin hier in der Tudat und da haben wir alles. Rav Chisda of Rav Sheshes. The Shalatun Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Ki Pogabat Bahad Yadodi, when they used to meet one and another, is Rav Chisda Marason Shifsasosom Imasniso de Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda used to like his lips used to shiver from the Masnitsin of Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes was a big bucky. He knew all the Mishnayisin. So Rav Chisda was afraid of him. He was afraid Rav Sheshes will ask him a Shaila and he won't be able to answer it. Like Rashi says, the Masnitsin of Rav Sheshes. So he Mishnayis to Duras Loi. He knew all the Mishnayisin. The Yomer Rav Chisda Shala Yik Shala Mishnah Mishnah. The Yomer Lalataratsin. Rav Sheshes was afraid that Rav Chisda would ask him a Shaila. Like Rav Chisda was afraid that Rav Sheshes would ask him a shayla, because Rav Sheshes knew all the Mishnayisin, so maybe he'll get him stuck. He asked him a shayla one Mishnah to another Mishnah. For Rav Sheshes, Miraso Kule Gufa Mipapule Rav Chisda, and Rav Sheshes was just the opposite way. He was also scared of Rav Chisda because Rav Chisda was a big mafalful. But he learned the Iyun Boimik. He understood very deep what the Gemara meant. So that was his Mila. Each one had their own Milas. Rav Sheshes was like the Boki, and Rav Chisda was the Mayin. Rashi Papula means Chorif, he was very sharp. The Sover Hoya B'Yoyser, he knew better Svori, he could understand it better. The Yomek B'Shalisa, his Shalas were much better. So Kitzer, when they met together, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, each one was afraid of the other one. Each one had a Mila over the other one, he was afraid the other one would get him stuck. Is Boi Minei Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes. So Rav Chisda asked the Shalas from Rav Sheshes. What's going to be the halacha if you have shnei batim mishnei tzidei reshus harabim? You have two houses living on two sides of the reshus harabim. Like here you have Beverly, you have this house over here, and you have a house across the other street. So the kids are to carry outside your house to Beverly, havada it's asur. You're carrying from reshus hayochid into reshus harabim, it's asur. Because we don't hold like a Yehuda, we hold just two mechitzas means nothing. Since the reshus harabim walks through, carrying outside will be an issur d'oraisa. But the mice happened was Ubo Nochrim on Shabbos Goyim came, they kifu mechitza, and they went and made mechitza now on Shabbos. They made a mechitza across this side of the house and straight across the other side of the house. So the kids are outside your house, don't like a chotzer. There's two walls, the two houses, and the two sides have now two walls the Goyim made on Shabbos. So inside this mokum now is a regular chotzer. It's a reshus yochid. Is the kifu mechitza b'Shabbos mahu? Are you allowed to carry out now from your house into the chutzar on Shabbos? That's the shayla. So Dr. Rashi, mahu means sheyavato zeh rishusay lezeh v'yeimuta lohetzi mibeisay lekan. Avad, you have to come on. One has to be mevatlas rishus to the other one. Because right now you have two houses opening up into the same chutzar. There's one house on this side of the rishus harabim and there's another house belonging to somebody else on the other side. And now the goyim made a space in between like a chutzar. So you're also to carry from your house into the chotzer without an eruv v'chatzeres, because you have two different houses opening up into the same chotzer. So that's the halacha without an eruv v'chatzeres, you can't carry out from your house into your chotzer. So the shaila was on Shabbos now. So before Shabbos, shita they didn't make an eruv v'chatzeres here, because before Shabbos there was no chotzer. Before Shabbos, outside was a reshus harabim. On Shabbos now they made a chotzer. So on Shabbos you can't make an eruv v'chatzeres. It has to be chafim before Shabbos. But the Eitzer is to be mevatel. One of these two people, like I say, I'm giving up my right to use the chotzer to you. I'll let you use it this Shabbos. So it's considered as if only one person is using this chotzer. And if it's only one person using the chotzer, then you could carry out from your house to the chotzer. Because it all belongs to you. It's mutter. It's only a problem if you have two Jews sharing the same chotzer. That's also to carry out from your house into the chotzer. The other shayla is on Shabbos when this mokum now becomes a chotzer, does it help that one person should be mevatel, give up his right to use the chotzer to the other yid? So it should look as if the only one living here is the other Jew, and mainly he's allowed to carry out from his house to the chotzer. That's the shayla.
What difference does it make if the walls were put up on Shabbos? What's they were put up on Friday? Why can't you ask the same question?
We'll soon see. So Drashi, do a kaim ulam bepirkin tanina, kol mechitza sanasas b'shabes b'mishnayga b'mezid shema mechitza. Al silchas mechitza, it's called the mechitza. V'koshken hocha denokim avdua. Havada here, since the goyim made the mechitza, so it was done like the heter, havada it's called the mechitza. So now what's the shaylam? So the gemara, alibu deman, according to who I ask in the shaylam, Aliba demand the yomer ain bitul rishus mechotzel chotzer leiti boiloch. Leit demand the yomer we had before that you can't be mavatu your rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. Or v'zoi hashta di boiler ruve miyesmul motzim arvi or matu ain bitul rishus mechotzel chotzer. Before we had a svarum that according to Shmuel, the people living in one chotzer cannot be mavatu their rishus to another chotzer. In the case we had two different chotzeres and a Pesach, an opening in between them, so each one is mutter by themselves. If they want to carry a cross, they have to make an Eruv Chatzeris. If they didn't make an Eruv Chatzeris, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Alocher is the people in this Chatzer could be Mavata their Rishus to the other people, then they're allowed to cross, they're allowed to carry straight across. But Shmuel said, no, you can't be Mavata your Rishus if you live in one Chatzer to the people living in the other Chatzer. So saying, according to Shmuel Svarim, that you can't be mavato your rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer, pshiter over here, the bittle doesn't help. Why? Madach over there, from one chotzer to another chotzer. The nafkamina is, before Shabbos, if they wanted to, they could have made an Erev chatzeris together. Like we had yesterday, the second picture. When you have two chatzeris, that both of them have their own entrance to the rishus rabbin, and they both have a pesach one to the other. So these two people don't have to walk across. They could both walk up. So they don't ask the Zeh al Zeh. Now, if they want to, each one makes their own Eruv Chatzeris, and that's all. If they want to, they could make an Eruv Chatzeris to mix them both together, to carry straight across one Chatzer to another Chatzer, since there is a Pesach B'nayim. So if they wanted to make an Eruv Chatzeris, they could. Still, Shmuel says, if you didn't make the Eruv Chatzeris, you're not allowed to be Mavato Yerushus to people from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. The Rabbanim were only Mekel, that Bitter Rishus helps in the same Chatzer itself. In this chotzer, you have three people living here, and one forgot to make the Erev Chatzeris, the Rabbanu will make, or you could be Mavato your Rishus, and the other two is allowed to. But from one Rishus, another Rishus is no good. So Gemara says, according to Shmuel, Pshita Bayos, it's no good. The Bittu would not help. Hashta di boy la rufim yesma motzi marav. O matu ein Bittu Rishus mechotz lechotzer. Hocha, in our case, it's much worse. Di boy la rufim yesma loy motzi marvi. That's why it's worse. Here, on Friday, you couldn't make an Erev Chatzeris together, because there was no Chatzer. On Friday, it was a Rishus Rabbim in front of your house. The case is you have one house here and one house across the street. Just on Shabbos, they made the Chatzer, they made the walls. So Friday, if you wanted to make an Erev Chatzeris, you couldn't make it. So the Kol Shechein, Avad and Avad, you can't be Mavati Rishus. As Rabbonin only said, you could be Mavati, gave you this Kula of Vito Rishus, for Mokim, if you wanted to on Friday, you could have made an Erev Chatzeris. Now that you forgot to make the Erev Chatzeris, the Rabbanan gave a new kulam. But in the case where on Friday you couldn't make Erev Chatzeris, Pshita, there's no din vital on Shabbos. Nokiti Boloch, where do we have our Shailam? Aliba demandi yoma yesh bitu rishus mechotz lechotzer. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Pshita Laloch is like that. That you could be mevato your rishus, people living in one chotzer, to the next chotzer. Still, I'll say that the difference. Hosom over there, di boiler ruve meyesmo motzi marvi. I called upon him on Friday, the two chatzeris were there. If they wanted to, they could have sent their pass from one chotzer to the next chotzer and make a ruve chatzeris. They could have made a het to mitzar adin. The melu we say, bitule nami motzi mavato. Now that they forgot to make the erev chatzeris before Shabbos, and it comes out on Shabbos, and you want to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, Rabbi Yechanan is mekel and says, you could be mavato yorishus. You give up your rights to use your chotzer, so as if only one chotzer is living in these two chatzeris, and they can carry from the house into the chotzer into the next house. Avol hocha, but in this case over here, the loy motzi marvim miyesmul. On Friday the case was outside the house. It was the rishus rabbim. You couldn't make an eruv chatzeris to carry from your house to the rishus rabbim. So mele betula nami loy motzi mavatul. Maybe the rabbonim were never made their kula. You could be mavatul in such a case. That's my Shiloh. Or maybe no, there's no difference. Even though on Friday you couldn't make an Eruv Chatzeris, but so what? Now on Shabbos the Goyim came and built up the two mechitzas on the side to make outside your house a Chotzer. And now it's also to carry out from your house to the Chotzer only because there's another Jew living here also. So if one wants to be Mavatl, his rights, the other one, it does help. That's the Shiloh. Omalei, he answered back, and Halacha is, Ein Mavatlin. No, you can't be Mavatl. If the Yisrael Rabbanu will make you could give up your Rishus on Shabbos, it's only in the case that on Friday you were able to make an Eruv Chatzeris. But in our case that on Friday you couldn't make an Eruv Chatzeris, it's also to carry out, so there's no heter on Shabbos to give yourself a heter of bittul. So Drashi ein mevatlin de chada miubinin. One of the two things we have to have. We have to at least have that on Friday it was possible to make an Eruv Chatzeres. So then even though you forgot to do it, on Shabbos you could be mevatel your shus. But here, where on Friday it was a shus of rabbim in front of your house, only on Shabbos the goyim made the two mechitzes to make it into a chatzer, you can't be mevatel your shus on Shabbos, so there's no etzer to carry out this Shabbos from your house to the chatzer. For tomorrow, meis nochri b'Shabbos now. What's going to be in a case that a goy dies on Shabbos? So Drashi, meis nochri b'Shabbos. Hainami boy minei. Shnei Yisraelim v'nochri hadorim v'chotzer. Let's say you had an apartment house, three people living there. They're all sharing the same chotzer, the same courtyard. And there are two Yisraelim and one goy. So the locher is, it's also to carry out from your house to the chotzer until you first rent the reshus the goy has to use in the chotzer. So Drashi v'loy sochru. In a case where these two Jews did not rent the reshus of the goy before Shabbos. So the kids and v'loy irvu, and they didn't make an eruv. So the kids are at the beginning of Shabbos, it's also to carry out from your house to the chotzer. Since there's a goy living there, and you didn't rent his reshus before Shabbos, so even if you made an eruv, it doesn't help. But mokum, there's a goy you can't carry out. Now what's going to be your meis nochri b'Shabbos? Shabbos morning, this goy dies. Maho levatu zelezeh. So on Shabbos morning now, who's living in this chotzer now? Only two Yisraelim. So the shayla is, could one Yisrael be mevatel his reshus to the next Yisrael? That's the shayla. So the morali b'demandi yama seichrin la'locha, we passed him before that you're allowed to rent the goy's reshus even on Shabbos. That was the case we had before. Now let's say on Friday the goy was away, he wasn't home. So on Friday you only had two Yisraelim living here, and they made an erev chatzeres to carry out. And punk Shabbos morning, the guy comes home. Now that the guy comes home and goes into his apartment, he asks on the other two Yidden. So we had one man the Yom that says, when the guy comes home Shabbos morning, you're allowed to, and Lalach is like that, you're allowed to rent the reshus of the guy on Shabbos. Shabbos morning, when he comes home, go over to the guy and say, here's a piece of bread. I mean, of course, money you can't give him, it's muksan. But you have to give him a piece of bread or food and say, I want to rent your rights to use this chotzer. And if you rent it, then it's mutter. What do you mean it's mutter we had before? Then you're allowed to be mevatel your shus one Yisrael to the next Yisrael. That I call upon him, one of them is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So the tomorrow, let you boiloch. Let that man the yom pshit to hear when the guy died. So you don't have to rent his reshus. So pshita now that you have these two Yisraelim here, one Yisrael is allowed to be mevatel his reshus to the other Yisrael. So we look as if only one is living here, and he can carry out from his house into the chotzer. So tomorrow, hashda tarpti avdinon, ma duch, you tell me when the goy is alive. We could do two things. That means first we rent the goy's reshus, and then we'll be mevatel. So chodem iboy, so pshita where the goy died. So you don't have to rent the reshus from him. All you want is just one Yisrael should be mevatel his reshus to the other one. Pshit, you could do it. Elo, what's the shalak kiti bola chaliba demand yom ein soichrin? We had Shmuel svar before was. Shmuel held that ein soichrin. You're not allowed to rent on Shabbos from the goy. Or bezoy, the shalak is tarti hu de leyavdinen. Maybe only when the goy is alive and living in his apartment on Shabbos, he came home Shabbos morning. So you have to do two things to make it mutter for you to carry out. First, you have to get rid of the goy by renting his reshus that rights he has to use the chotzer. And after you rent it, still it doesn't help because you have two Yisraelim living here. So two Yisraelim after they are there. So you have to have one Yisrael's mevatel's reshus to the other one. So mainly two things you can't do on Shabbos. Other maybe ha'chad avdinen, but maybe one you could do. In our case, where the goy died. So you don't have to rent from the goy. All you have to do is just be mevatel your reshus one to the other. So maybe that's mutter. Or dilma loishna, maybe no, there's no difference. But this man, the Yomer, you can't be mevatel in the middle of Shabbos by a goy. Omalei, so he answered back, Ani yoimer mevatlin. I hold you could be mevatel. V'hamnunya oimer ein mevatlin. And numya holds we can't be mevatel. But Allah is not negeya, because we pass on the man, the Yomer, that even when the goy is alive and he came home Shabbos morning, you're allowed to go and rent the goy's reshus Shabbos morning. And then the Yisraelim are mevatel their reshus one to the other, and I call upon them, one of them is allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Nochri sheyesh loy pesach arbo al arbo, a Nochri that has a house. Now he has the right one inch, one side of his house goes into the movi, goes into a movi, an alleyway where Yisraelim are living there. Now the guy has a house, on the other side of his house he has another door. that door, that Pesach is Arba Alabur, it's four Tfachim by four Tfachim, that's the shear that's possible to go out of it. Pesuach LeBikah, it opens up into the Bikah, into the Bikah means to the open valley. In other words, the house, like his house, is on the border. One entrance opens up into the Mavoy, into the alleyway, where there are a lot of Yisraelim living there. But his backyard, or in the side, he has a door opening up into the valley. So the kids of the Goy on Shabbos really could go two ways. He could walk out through the Mavi, and he could go out through the Bikah. So what do we say? If he walks out through the Mavi, he's going to ask around the Yisraelim. There are a few Yisraelim living in the Mavi, and even if they made Nebu the Chatzeris, it doesn't help when the Goy walks out to laster on them, unless they rented his Rishus. So the time we're talking about, they didn't rent the Rishus of the Goy before Shabbos. So in such a case, does the Goy aster or not? So he says, even though the whole day in the middle of the week, he mamish comes in with his camels and his kronos and his wagons through the Movi, still ain't Yisrael b'nei Movi. When it comes Shabbos, though, the Goy does not ask for on the b'nei Movi. The people living in the Movi are allowed to make their own Erubi Chatzeris, or Shtufi Mevoyis, without taking care of the Goy. We look as if the Goy is not living in this Movi. My time of why, I, Lechur, the Goy, uses the Movi, goes through every day with his camels. The Teretz is, V'pitzcha d'miyached lei, v'yahu nichalei. Since our co-partner, the Goy, has on the other side of his house an opening that it could go out to the valley, to a bikkah, and it's nicer, there's more air there. It's an area placed by the valley. We say as if that's his ikkah mokum to go out, and not in the Movi. Therefore, he doesn't ask around the b'nei Movi. So, Drashi. Pahu nichalei, so Drashi. Mishum di'ika avira tfei Movi. Since in an open valley, it's an open land, there's more space there, there's more air there. So it's nicer, it's a nicer place to use. So even though the Maisa, the Goy, goes through the Movi, he doesn't ask from the people in the Movi. Because we like look as if his Ikka Pesach, what's nice of him to use, is the opening into the valley. We look as if that's the place that he goes out through the valley, and as if he never goes into the Movi. So therefore he doesn't ask from the people in the Movi. For the Gemari Boyelihu, Pasuach Lekarfeif Mao. Let's say it opens up into a park. A karfev is like an open field that has mechitis around it. But it's not as wide and big as a bikur is. A bikur is like an open valley, a wide shetach of land. A karfev is like a small park. So the other side of the door opens up into a karfev mahom. What's the locha? Do we say the guy is also nichom with the opening to the karfev? So we look as if he doesn't have the right to walk into the Movi, and he doesn't ask for the Movi. Or maybe no, only by a bikkah that's a very wide open land. That's very nice to walk out. And maybe a karfif is not so big, it's not wide enough. Om Rav Nachum Arami Mishmei Di Ulfa Afilu Pesuach LeKarfif. The same halacha. Even though on one side of his door, one side of his house, opens up to the karfif, we look as if that's the entrance the guy uses, and he doesn't go into the Movi, he doesn't ask for the people in the Movi. So Rashi, Nichalei Beit Fei, Dika Avira Tfei Mimovi. I call upon a Makarfif, an open park, still has more air than it does an alleyway. The Eino Yisrael B'nei Movi. We don't look as if the Goy has the right to walk through the Movi. He doesn't ask around the Yidden living in the Movi. They have a right to use their Ruvu Chatzeris, even though they didn't rent the right of the Goy. So tomorrow, Rab of Rav Yosef the Armor Tavayu. They make Chalukim. It depends how big the Karfif is. Do we say that the Goy really likes the Karfif or not? Nochri, Beisosayim Oyser. If let's say the Karfif, that park that's opened up on one side of his house, is only a Beisosayim. That means 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. Like 140 feet by 140 feet. That's not so big. So then the Goy doesn't like that space. He would rather go out the other entrance that opens up into the alleyway. So then he asks on the Yisraelim. Mashenkein Yoysim Beisosayim. Let's say the entrance, there's the other side of the house that opens up into the park. The park is a big park. It's more than a base of Sayim. Then an oyster. Then he doesn't ask around the B'nai Movi, because once it's so wide, if it's wider than 70 by 70 Yamas, then we say it's very airy there, and the Goy likes that entrance better than the entrance of the Movi. So therefore, it's if the Goy doesn't come through the Movi. So Drashi, Nochri base of Sayim oyster. Imho yoloi pesach lekarfif. Base of Sayim. It was only wide, a base of Sayim, only 70 by 70 Yamas. O Pesach Lemovi, and the other side of his house, the Goy's house, opens up into the Movi. Adayin Oisra B'nei Movi. still we say the guy would like to go out through the alleyway, and the ass is on the Yidden. Why? The Avira, the Kaf of Lenofish. Because it was only 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, that ear is not so wide, it's not so nice to him. Avlim Yaisim Eves Asayim. But once the park is wider than 70 by 70, then we say Nofish Avira, it's a lot of wide open space there. Then the guy likes that side, and he won't ask him. That's the Svara by a guy. What about, let's say, a Yisrael? So the Gemara of a Yisrael, what about the same case? Yada Yisrael, that he forgot to make a shtufa mevoyis. As everybody else living in this alleyway made like an Aruba Chaserva together, they made a shtufa mevoyis, they should be allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer, into the movi. One Yisrael forgot to make the Aruba Chaserva with him. Now this Yisrael, his house, again, one side opens up into the movi, and the other side, he has an entrance, goes into the carpet. Now, what's the halacha? If we're going to say the Yisrael likes to use the karfeif, so he's not going to ask for on the Bnei Movi. We don't look as if he goes out through the Movi. He goes out through the karfeif, through the park. And therefore, he won't ask for on them. So by Yisrael, how big does the park have to be that we say also he's going to rather go out the side of the park because it's nice and airy there, rather than going through the Movi? What size does it have to be by Yisrael? So by Yisrael, it's just the opposite. For Yisrael, Beis HaSayim Eino Eiser. If it's only as wide as a Beis HaSayim or less, so it's 70 Amis or less, then we say the Yisrael likes to go out that side. Yoisim Beis HaSayim, let's say the park though is wider than a Beis HaSayim, then Eiser. Then the Yisrael doesn't like to go out through that side. He would rather walk out through the Movi, and then he asks on the other Yisraelim if he didn't make a Rubik HaTeris with them. Now what's the Svara? So Trashi, Yisrael. And this Yisrael forgot to make an Aruba Chatzeris with the rest of the people living in the Movi. Now, in Karfif, Beis HaSayim, who, Shiroi Lishtamish Boi, by Yisrael, the Lachim is like this. If you have a Karfif that's like an open park, and it has mechitzas around it, it's true, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. But an open park that's not hukuf ladira, if nobody lives there, the Lachim Rishu could only be metaltu there up until the Beis HaSayim. Once the shetach is wider than the Beis HaSayim, the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, midirabonon and has a din karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry there from your house into the karfif. So mainly the Yisrael on Shabbos doesn't want to go out that way, because if he goes out to the side of the karfif, he can't carry from his house into the karfif. The karfif is the karmelis, you're not allowed to carry there. So then he would rather walk out into the movi, which is still the Rosh HaYochid. So in such a case, we say the Yisrael would rather walk out to the side of the Movi, and then he tack asses on the rest of the Movi. So Rashi, in Karfif Beis HaSayimu, Shiroi Lishtamish Boi, anyway, sir, as if the Karfif is only a Beis HaSayim, then he's allowed to carry out to him his house to the Karfif, then he doesn't ask for on the Bnei Movi, al Bnei Movi. V'yafagav l'gabi nokri choshev zutu l'gabi Yisrael nofish, to have a Shabbos lekoit so ma soyas Yisrael, v'sagi b'yochi. Rashi by warning, I by a guy we said, if the park is only 70 yamas wide, he doesn't like it. The pshat is because the guy on Shabbos does all his business. So the guy has to carry out a lot of things. 70 yamas is not so wide. But a Yisrael on Shabbos doesn't do business. He doesn't carry out that much. What does he want to carry out? A chair or something, a little bit. He doesn't carry out that much on Shabbos. So therefore, by Yisrael, if the outside karfif is only 70 yamas, that's still called the Rishus HaYochid, he's allowed to carry from his house into the karfif, he's nicha to go out that way, and we look as if the Yisraels will go out through the karfif, and he won't ask her on the Bnei Movi. Mashenkin, once the karfif is wider than a Beis HaSayim, now with the Rabbanan has a din karmelis, that you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the karmelis. So then the Yisrael is not nicha to go out that way, because he can't carry there. Then we say, which way does he want to go out better? Through the Movi. If he goes out through the Movi, it's considered like he's living in the Movi, and since he didn't make it a Rubik HaSeres with the Bnei Movi, he taka asses on the people in the Bnei Movi. So the Gemara. Boi mine rovo bachak loi merafuna. Pasuach lekarfeif mahu. Like, he didn't hear the shayla before, the same shayla. What about case of a goy, let's say, where it's opening up into a karfif, and the other entrance is into the Movi? So which side do we say the goy or the Yisrael, both shayles could be, which side does he go out by? Does he go out through the Movi that he's going to ask around the people living in the Movi? Or do we say, no, since there's a park there, he goes out through the side of the park? Omalei, he answered back, Harayamru, we already learned this halachon, that they sasayim oyser, by a goy. If it's only a Beis HaSayim in the park, then the guy is not nicha with that. That's not wide enough, it's not airy enough. So they'd rather go out through the Movi. Yoisim Beis Hasayim, but once the entrance to the park is, the park is wider than the Beis Hasayim, then Ein Oyser. Then we say the Goy would rather go out through the park, a small area there, and he doesn't go through the Movi, he doesn't ask for the B'nai Movi. So look, we learned before, that's the same halacha. Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Karfeif Yoisim Beis Hasayim, Shaloi Hukof Ladira. So I'm telling you a fact now. If we have a Karfeif, that's a park. That's more than a Beis Hasayim. It's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Even though there are mechitzas around it, but the mechitzas were not made for the purpose of living inside the mechitzas. Nobody lives there. It's like a park. You just go there to play there, to sit down there. But nobody lives there. Is afilu kurv, afilu kurayim. No matter how wide those mechitzas are, even though they're tremendously wide, you should know, midiraisa avadim, it's still called Rosh Hashanah Yochid midiraisa. Because since the Maisa you have four mechitzas all around this park, it's called the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, no matter how wide they are. So the Mela has Zorik Letoichoi Chayiv. If somebody standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin on Shabbos throws something that lands inside this Karfif, even though it's very, very wide, still Yechayiv midiraisa. My time, what's the Svara? Mechitzahi. The Emerson, it is called the Mechitza. So midiraisa, whenever you have four Mechitzas around you, it's called the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, no matter how wide it is. Elash Mechoseres Durin. No, midirabonin, it's a Svara that since nobody lives in these Mechitzas, so once the Mechitzas are wider than 70 Yamas or 70 Yamas, midirabonin, they made it into a Karmelis. That midirabonin, you're not allowed to carry there more than Dalad Amis, because since nobody lives there, and it's so wide, more than 70 Yamas, it looks like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So Gzeirot, you shouldn't come to carry out the Shusar Rabbim, Midirabonin, you're not allowed to carry in such a park. But that's only a Drabonin Dikir Isser. But Avada Midirais, it's called the Shusar Yochid, and if somebody throws from the Shusar Rabbim into this park, he's Chayiv on Shabbos. So Drash Yazorik Lefeicha Mishusar Rabbim, Chayiv Chatis. The Afagav Linyin Isser Tiltul, Shavu Rabbonim Karmelis, even though Midirabonin, they said that a park that's wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas is a Din Karmelis, that you only allowed to carry inside a dal damas like Rosh Hashanah Rabbin of the midiraisa Rosh Hashanah Yochid Gemurhi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us now. That avad the midiraisa, it's still called the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Yeah, why? The mechitzahi? Because it has four mechitzas. Ela shem mechaseres yurim. Just that nobody is living there. Therefore, the rabbonin said you shouldn't carry inside a park, because it looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, since nobody lives there. So once it's wider than 70 yamas or 70 yamas, you're not allowed to carry it in with the Rabbonin. But mid yirayis out Rabbi Yechanan, Avad is called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. For the Gemara Kasha, Mosi Rav Huna Bar Chinuna. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna has a Kasha. Sela Sheviyam. In the middle of the ocean, you have a rock, like a small a rock is sticking up in the middle of the ocean. Gavoya Soro, the rock comes up 10 tfachim high, v'roichev arbo, and it's 4 by 4 tfachim wide. Is aloch, it's called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Anything that's 10 tfachim high, which has a width that's 4 by 4, is called Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Is aloch, ein metaltlin loy min toichoy liyam. You can't carry, throw something that's on the stone, since that's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You can't throw it into the ocean, because the ocean has it in karmelis mid rabbonim. Even though midiraisa it's nothing, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, should be like a Mokum Ptur midiraisa, but midirabbonim though it has a din karmelis, that you're not allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yochid into a karmelis. Hu adin v'loy min hayam l'toichoy. You can't carry from the ocean in onto the selah, because the ocean is a karmelis. You can't carry something, put it down on top of the stone, that's a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What about pochus mikan? Let's say the stone is not a 10 tfachim high. It's less than 10 tfachim high. Then metaltlim. Then you could be metaltlim. Rashi learns, pochus mikan, she'ena gavoya asora. It's not 10 tfachim high, this stone. Memela karmelisi. You should know then it has the same din like a karmelis. Kiyam. O metaltlim izele ze techta aldamis. So then you are allowed to carry from the ocean on top of the stone, providing you're not carrying more than aldamis. Because then the stone is like a karmelis, part of the yam. So pochus mikan, if the stone is not 10 tfachim high, it's less than 10 tfachim high, then it's like part of the karmelis, is metaltlin. Now, the Brisa says, ad kama, to how big could the stone be? Ad beis hasayim, until a beis hasayim. So drashi ad kama yeruch of sela, till how wide could the stone still be? We'll soon see on which case is going, that it has the same halachis. Is ad beis hasayim, only till 70 yamas by 70 yamas. But once the stone is like a small island already, it's more than 70 by 70 yamis, you don't...